bipartisan group of 55 Florida sheriffs endorsed Marco Rubio's Senate re-election bid. By Hannah Blow on January 24, 2022. Jacksonville, Florida, a bipartisan group of 55 Florida sheriffs endorsed Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, in his Senate re-election campaign for governor on Monday. Speaking from the Hyatt Regency Jacksonville riverfront and flanked by several law enforcement officers, Rubio drew a sharp distinction between himself and his potential Democrat challenger Representative Val Demings, DFL, who served as the chief of the Orlando Police Department from 2007 to 2011, serving in law enforcement for 27 years. "I'm a lawmaker, which means we pass laws. But then someone has to go out and enforce these laws. Someone has to go out and be the face of these laws and make them apply to the real world," he began, pointing to the irony of his Democrat colleagues who pass these laws then go home and criticize the people trying to enforce the laws they pass, thereby injecting what the senator dubbed the spirit of lawlessness into society. Rubio pointed to the massive crime wave, as well as the increase of the number of attacks on law enforcement. "And I'm not just talking about shootouts at a traffic stop on someone who's wanted on a warrant. I'm talking about ambushes, because when you inject the spirit lawlessness and culture into society, you embolden the lawless," Rubio said, noting that the men and women standing behind him have to respond to those calls. The Florida senator said it is especially sickening when people who should know better support lawlessness, including Chuck Schumer's hand-picked candidate for U.S. Senate Val Demings. "She should know better. It's even worse when someone who should know better decides to align themselves with this effort to call into question work law enforcement's doing," he said, noting that she opposes deporting illegal aliens after they commit crimes in the country as well. "It's inexplicable," he said before criticizing cities and jurisdictions across the country that have opted to decriminalize certain behaviors such as theft under a certain amount of money. "What do you think is going to happen when you tell people we aren't going to arrest you if you do something? They're going to do it," he said, noting that Floridians are blessed to live in a state that is doing better in this regard because it does not have a governor or legislature that has gone completely crazy. He said there are plenty of people who would love to see Florida become California or New York or some of these other places that have lost their mind and become deranged. He said as long as he is senator, he will fight against that. Overall, however, he said the endorsement speaks to more than just politics. It speaks to the direction of the country. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, one of the dozens of sheriffs endorsing Rubio, spoke at the press conference and drew a stark contrast between the situation in Florida and areas led by Democrat politicians. "I want you to look around the nation. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Baltimore, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Wisconsin. You didn't see peaceful protests when they were burning buildings and smashing cars and injuring people," he said. "What you saw was lawlessness. Now, quite frankly, the reason those things occur in those communities is because of the rulemakers. They allow that. It's because of the community they allow that." Senator Rubio in this state has said no, he added. The 55 sheriffs endorsing Rubio include Sheriff Scotty Roden, Baker County. Sheriff Tommy Ford, Bay County. Sheriff Gordon Smith, Bradford County. Sheriff Wayne Ivey, Brevard County. Sheriff Glenn Kimbrell, Calhoun County. Sheriff Bill Premel, Charlotte County. Sheriff Mike Prendergast, Citrus County. Sheriff Michelle Cook, Clay County. Sheriff Kevin Rambosk, Collier County. Sheriff Mark Hunter, Columbia County. Sheriff James Potter, DeSoto County. Sheriff Darby Butler, Dixie County. Sheriff Mike Williams, Duval County. Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County. Sheriff Rick Staley, Flagler County. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County. Sheriff David Hardin, Glades County. Sheriff Mike Harrison, Gulf County. Sheriff J. Harold Reed, Hamilton County. Sheriff Vint Crawford, Hardy County. Sheriff Stephen Whitten, Hendry County. Sheriff Al Ninhuis, Hernando County. Sheriff Paul Blackman, Highlands County. Sheriff Chad Cronister, Hillsborough County. Sheriff John Tate, Holmes County. Sheriff Eric Flowers, Indian River County. Sheriff Donald Edenfield, Jackson County. Sheriff Mac McNeil, Jefferson County. Sheriff Peyton Grinnell, Lake County. Sheriff Carmen Marcino, Lee County. Sheriff Bobby McCallum, Levy County. Sheriff Buddy Money, Liberty County. Sheriff David Harper, Madison County. Sheriff Charles Wells, Manatee County. Sheriff Billy Woods, Marion County. Sheriff William Snyder, Martin County. Sheriff Bill Lieber, Nassau County. Sheriff Eric Aiden, Okaloosa County. Sheriff Noel Stephen, Okeechobee County. Sheriff Chris Noko, Pasco County. Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, Pinellas County. Sheriff Grady Judd, Polk County. Sheriff Gator Deloach, Putnam County. Sheriff Robert Johnson, Santa Rosa County. Sheriff Kurt Hoffman, Sarasota County. Sheriff Dennis Lemma, Seminole County. Sheriff Robert Hardwick, St. John's County. Sheriff Bill Farmer, Sumter County. Sheriff Sam St. John, Suwanee County. Sheriff Wayne Paget, Taylor County. Sheriff Brad Whitehead, Union County. Sheriff Mike Chitwood, Volusia County. Sheriff Jared Miller, Wakulla County. Sheriff Mike Atkinson, Walton County. Sheriff Kevin Cruz, Washington County. Rubio's endorsement comes as Deming's far-left colleagues continue to flirt with the defund the police movement as crime soars across the country. The current Real Clear Politics average shows Rubio leading Deming's by 9 percentage points.